This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Cuban authorities restored internet access on Wednesday following 3 days of interruptions after unprecedented protests erupted over the weekend, according to AFP journalist. But access to social media and messaging apps such as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter remain blocked. Social media is the only way Cubans can access independent media, while online messaging apps is the main way of communicating amongst themselves. One person has died and more than 100 were arrested, including independent journalists and opposition activists, since the anti-government protests broke out in the communist-ruled island over the worst economic crisis in decades. Cuba was quick to blame a half-century of U.S. economic pressure for the crisis, but the downturn also comes amid strict measures against COVID-19 and an uptick in cases. Streets in the capital, Havana, were calm on Wednesday, but there is a visibly larger security presence, particularly around the Parliament building where protesters gathered on Sunday. The administration of United States President Joe Biden is expected to announce soon the start of Operation Allies Refugee, a plan to evacuate Afghan translators seeking American visas after working alongside the U.S. military for years, according to multiple media reports. An official says an announcement likely will be made on Wednesday, and the operation would involve chartered civilian aircraft, with flights beginning in the last week of this month, but other details are being withheld for, quote, operational security. President Joe Biden's administration has faced pressure to provide security for Afghans who aided Washington as it ends its two-decade war in the country by the end of August. Taliban fighters hostile to those workers have seized control of major border crossings and land in the country in recent weeks as U.S. troops have withdrawn. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Wednesday left a Rome hospital after undergoing an operation on his colon July 4th. The 84-year-old left the hospital in a car with tinted windows and was later spotted returning to his home within the Vatican's walls. The Vatican initially said he would be in the hospital for about a week, but his stay lasted for 10 days, and the Pope led prayer from his hospital window on Sunday. The Vatican says the Pope managed to do some work from the hospital and retained all of his powers as pontiff while away. U.S. deaths from drug overdoses surged to a record 93,000 during 2020, driven largely by rising opioid use during the pandemic, official data showed Wednesday. The government also says deaths last year were up nearly 30% from the year before. Opioids, primarily illicitly manufactured fentanyl, were responsible for about 70,000 of the 93,000 drug overdose deaths, a trend in keeping with the last several years. Deaths rose across nearly all U.S. states, with the biggest spikes in Vermont, Kentucky, South Carolina, West Virginia, and California. More than 500,000 Americans have died of opioid overdoses, both prescription and non-prescription, since 1999. Kenyan riot police on Wednesday fired tear gas at students protesting a decision by a top university to hike tuition fees. Clashes erupted when medical students from the University of Nairobi blocked roads in the capital and pelted motorists with stones. Police responded with tear gas, and some students were arrested, but it's not immediately clear how many. The demonstration was staged in response to a decision by the university to push up tuition fees, including doubling the cost of some postgraduate courses to meet a cash deficit after a shortfall in student enrollment. Students already complain that tuition fees are expensive in Kenya and can exclude poorer students from higher education. The university has defended the increases, saying they were approved a long time ago and would not affect current students. Indonesia posted record daily infections, topping 54,000 on Wednesday, as the highly infectious Delta variant rips across the country, catapulting it ahead of India as Asia's COVID-19 epicenter. The Southeast Asian nation has been battered by a virus explosion that's overwhelmed hospitals, leaving scores to die at home, while desperate relatives hunt for oxygen tanks to treat the sick. On Wednesday, Indonesia's health ministry posted its highest ever new case total and nearly 1,000 deaths in 24 hours. Recent daily mortality rates are as high as 10 times the number in early June. But the official data is widely to be believed to be severe undercounted due to low testing rates and poor contact tracing. Indonesia's real number of daily cases could be topping 100,000 a day and 2,000 deaths by the end of the month, according to experts. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.